Rise of the Guardians is on
TV. Radio.
What's up, and welcome back to Geek Pass. It's been so long, I thought that there was something past the blog talk. What's up, Ed?
Not much. Welcome back, Viv.
It's good to be back, man. It is good to be back. I had a blast gallivanting around Europe, but I'm pumped to get back and talk some Marvel, and hopefully next week catch up on some DC TV, since I'm jet lagged and I wasn't able to fit it all in one day. So
that's fair. My girlfriend finished Daredevil last night, and she was like, "Why did I take a break?" I'm like, "I don't know, babe. That's on you." So yeah. I thought that was funny.
I'll tell my one European story. I was walking through the Van Gogh Museum, and there is a guardrail in front of just a white wall. I was like, "Oh, that's awesome, you know, fucking bunny in a snowfield. I got to take a picture of this." So I take out my camera, and I take a picture, and immediately, like, the biggest, meanest Dutch-looking dude possible comes out and is like, "Sir, no pictures, no pictures." So fortunately, I wasn't kicked out of the Van Gogh Museum for taking a picture of a blank wall. But, you know, that's my one comic European-related story for the week. I guess for the whole trip, honestly.
Yeah, fair enough. I mean, at least they didn't put you in jail where a bunny in the snow is.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. So I guess I'm fresh off of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., but I guess the big heavy hitter is Ultron. So let's dive right into to Age of Ultron, man.
Yeah, last week Ricky and I kind of kept it basic, and we talked about Ultron, we talked about the Suicide Squad leak photos, and just real quick, I want to mention that how they said that Jared Leto's Joker with tattoos was just a promo image, and now photos have leaked of him with the tattoos.
Oh, and like, are there photos with the tattoos?
Yeah, in scenes. And like, the worst thing is like, I don't think he looks terrible. Like, the tattoos are the worst part. The colors are a little off, but whatever, man. You know?
A little bit ranty, but a lot of the comic book movie pages, not to spoil the one that I go to the most right there, but man, it's getting almost obnoxious. Like, Age of Ultron just came out, and like every other post is like a spoiler about Civil War. I love reading about the casting and who's going to play certain characters, but it's absolutely killing me that like half the articles I have to like scroll past and not even accidentally read the preview, you know?
Oh man, I'm 100%. Like I've actually unfollowed a lot of the comic book pages because it's like I've already gotten way more spoilers for fucking Civil War than I want to. Like, it's insane.
Yeah.
Like, my buddy's like, "Here's a picture of Crossbones." And I'm like, "Okay, cool, man."
Yeah.
How did you know I wanted to see that? Like, I knew he was going to be in the movie, but it was just like, spoiler alert, guys, come on.
Yeah. I don't mind, like, if something gets spoiled to me because so-and-so gets cast for that role, so be it. Like, I want to know who's going to be playing these characters, and, like, I'll form an opinion on how I think that'll go. Although, you know, for the most part, we basically agreed to wait to see how it turns out. But yeah, like the just amount of like on set pictures and stuff like that has been driving me crazy recently.
Yep. Like I've unfollowed like four or five different like superhero sites, but then people reblog it, so it's like I have to like click like I don't want to see posts like these from this person, and I've unfollowed like two people. I've unfriended like two people on Facebook because they won't post. They won't stop posting that shit. It's like, I get you're excited, but like, you know, not everybody wants to see that. I guess that's the problem with social media.
Yeah, keep it spoiler free, or you know, and we'll go down a whole rabbit hole of what's wrong with social media. But on the Age of Ultron, watching it, I didn't love it as much as once it sunk in, if that makes sense. Like it was kind of like when I watched the movie The Gray, like I was just angry. But then like as I thought about it, I really appreciated the movie. And Ultron was kind of similar for me. Like sitting in the seat watching it, it was just things happening. And then once I let like the gravity of what was happening in the movie sink in, I really appreciated the movie. I wouldn't say it's in my top three, but I really enjoyed it. I think that basically sums up my overall thoughts of the movie.
Yeah, like I agree. I was talking to a friend, and I was actually correct. Ant-Man is the end of Phase 2, because originally I was like, well, you know, Avengers 1 felt like the end of Phase 1, beginning of Phase 2. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I didn't get that vibe from Avengers 2. I got the, yeah, here's a lot of Stage 3, hence winky winky. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like Wakanda, Claw. Like it felt like, excuse me, there was a lot of cuts that were made. And apparently it's like a three-hour movie, but was cut to the movie time. So hopefully when it comes out, we get the full time. But, like,
yeah,
I don't know. There was, like, good character development, but, like, some things felt a little forced to me. Like the Natasha-Bruce Banner thing. Like, because there was no indication of that in any of the previous movies. Just here you go, Avengers 2 and Natasha and Hulk. Wink. Like, I mean, they have chemistry, so it wasn't a failure or a flop. Like, I felt for them as characters, so it's like, if you would have just built this up, like, just a little bit in Avengers or something, not just, here's this romance, it's like already two movies in, hope you're ready for it. It's like, no, man, this is the first time they're doing this. Like, the lullabies should have been what led to it, not lullabies. Okay, now we're at Hawkeye's, oh, by the way, spoiler alert, now we're at Hawkeye's secret family bungalow, and we love you, and, you know, I should have jumped in the shower with you, you know. Like, I get playful flirting and, like, all that, but, like, it felt, like, rushed and forced. And by the end, I know they made it work, because, like I said, the two had chemistry together, but it was, like, an out-of-nowhere thing that could have been built up over more movies so that less time had to be devoted to it and they could focus on other things.
It almost feels like something they could have done exactly what they did if there was a history of it in the comics, but that's exclusively MCU. You know what I mean? So there's no, I'm watching that and going, oh yeah, because of this, like if they did Hawkeye and
Black Widow. Yeah. Okay.
Black Widow or
Cap
there's some history there, and you go, oh, okay, I see what they're doing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So.
But it's like...
Although I did kind of like... I did. Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, like, it's not hard to have Bruce Banner as a character without having the Hulk. Like, after Avengers came out, everybody wanted Banner to be in Iron Man 3 for Science Bros. Like, you don't have to have him always be the Hulk. Like, I understand that's the main draw, but, like, it's so much more when you see him and you keep seeing Banner, and you see Banner, and just see Banner, and you're like, okay, well, you know, anytime now, buddy. And then here come Avengers movies, and it's like, Banner, oh, shit, the Hulk, fuck ass, that's getting real. You know what I mean? There's something to just building it than just saying, I have a code green.
Yeah.
Like, that's that I like, I saw Avengers twice. The first, I'm with you, so, like, the second time I watched it, I loved it way more. But, like, this is going to sound terrible, but, like, I know you haven't seen it yet. I liked Mad Max more than I liked Avengers Age of Ultron, because I went into Mad Max with nothing. Like, no expectations, no nothing, just the idea that Bane was Mad Max. Come for that, like, I had such high expectations for Avengers 2, like, it's not really fair, you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
So,
I mean, and I wonder how much we're going to do this with Star Wars, too. Although it looks like they're hitting that out of the park, not to completely change, you know. But I wasn't surprised, like, it didn't surprise me how good Guardians did, because no one knew what to expect from Guardians, you know? Whereas Star Wars, there's this huge expectation, you know.
Well, there is and there isn't. Like, you know, a lot of people are rolling their eyes and going, lulls, you know, second trilogy. Hopefully it's not that.
Yeah.
So yeah. I think it's got, like, middling ground. You know what I mean? People are going to go in half expecting something great and half just not expecting something that's not fucking The Phantom Menace.
Yeah. I enjoyed the relationship between Captain America and Black Widow, though. I like kind of where they went with that, where they're two friends, you know. With Cap 2, I thought that they might be going with a romance there. And I was pretty happy that they just went, okay, these are two people that work together and get along, you know?
Yeah, they're friends. They're co-friends. Yeah. Yeah, they're co-workers that are friends, yeah. No, I dig that. Like,
so.
There's a lot of things they dig, and I really, like I said, okay, we liked Avengers 2. Just, you know, we're of course going to have issues with it, and it's not even because it's comic ink. It's just, like, small things that we noticed that, you know, obviously we should be in Hollywood for making big money, right?
Obviously.
Not just having a podcast where just Big Ricky listens to and occasionally hosts, which means we have no listeners because he's on the goddamn thing. Love you, Ricky. But, you know, just small things. Like, I like the fight at the beginning. I feel Strucker, like you said, was kind of played out, but I don't think he's particularly dead. I think they're going to do the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. like face thing to show that was Strucker. Because he's
That's definitely a possibility.
But Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. killed, what's her name?
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. killed everyone. No,
they killed what's her name, who was a director of HAND for a minute, who was Norman Osborn's right-hand lady in the comics for a bit. What was her fucking name?
Victoria HAND.
Think, Evan, think. Yes. But, you know, she could not be dead also. Who knows?
Yeah. She's been dead for a while, though, so... I'm still waiting for my Lucy Lawless Deathlock fucking reveal. But you know, we'll see how that goes.
That'd be pretty hot.
So Age of Ultron, it felt kind of like a crossroads in a ways, you know, which I guess the middle of three Avengers movies should kind of feel like, you know. There were a lot of turns, but it felt like everyone's story kind of coming across itself, you know, which I guess was kind of what the first one was. But the first one felt like a big event, and this one didn't quite have that same like big event feel. It just felt like, oh shit, by the way, here we all are. Here's the band back together again, you know.
Well, also, like, if you think about it, everybody has an angle in this movie. Like, everybody's got something to do. But in the first Avengers, Hawkeye and Black Widow were kind of regulated to the side. You know, there was Coulson and Loki. Like, people took step back. But in this one, everybody's just standing up front. And it's like, oh, man. Like, to me, there were certain things they could have cut out of the movie entirely. Like, the whole Thor on his vision journey, to me, was just... guess what's coming in Thor 3? Winka winka. It's like, man, I know I'm already going to watch Thor 3. You don't got to fucking preview it for me. You know I'm in for it. Like, I don't know, like that. Tony Stark going to the hub to find, spoiler alert again, well, I guess if you haven't seen it, whatever, to find Jarvis, to me was silly when that's something like he could have just like opened up the browser and put him in, like pieced him back together off screen. And had the same result. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, that did. Although the Vision coming together was really spectacular.
Cool.
I think they did a really good job there. You know. So I can't
really like Bettany's Vision.
Too much about that.
I love Bettany's Vision. Although him having pupils freaks me out just a little bit. Not gonna lie.
Yeah. It felt a little. What was the Will Smith movie about robots?
iRobot.
The pupils felt a little iRobot to me. In a weird way.
Yeah, okay. I can see that.
This is another thing. At some point, I read the spoiler about Quicksilver dying. You know? So when that happened in the movie, it wasn't like, oh, son of a bitch. It was, son of a bitch, they were right, you know? It's like,
yeah.
You know?
Well, think of it this way, though. Quicksilver didn't die saving Hawkeye. He died saving that kid. And just rubbing it in Hawkeye's face was just kind of a nice little added bonus. But
yeah.
You will never convince me Quicksilver is dead in that universe.
Yeah.
Ever.
That's a good point.
So they brought Coulson back, and they've already showed he's had, like, quick healing. So it's possible he's just in stasis recovering, and because he's so fucking badly wounded, it's just taking a long time.
Yeah. Obviously,
plus,
tons of
the gems are going to come
into
play.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Once the gems come into play, I mean, the whole thing could get reset.
I have a theory of what's going to happen at the end of Captain America that I won't say because some people might not have read the comics. And then, you know, I think that will come into play with the gems majorly, too.
Well, I think also there's a good chance that, you know, almost every villain has died so far, right? So what type of weird undead army could Thanos put together, you know?
All right, think about this. How each villain has died. It's been through a gem. It's been through an Infinity Stone, or whatever they're calling them. Like, so what's to say Thanos can't summon them?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I mean, Hugo Weaving's not going to do Red Skull because he's too busy making that sweet Transformers money and, you know, living that life. But I think it's not
you can put
be
a red mask on just about anybody, right?
Yeah.
So,
and the one dude's supposed to be Strucker. Not Strucker. Zemo.
Oh,
they cast a Zemo.
I've told you. If they stooge him out like Zucker, I'll be gravely upset. But, you know.
Yeah. I hope they don't. I'm like, I didn't hate the way, like, because obviously Strucker can't be a whole movie. So I didn't mind the idea that, you know, no one surrender, we're going to fight him to the end. I'm going to surrender. To me, that's a Hydra move. Stay alive.
Yeah.
And, like, infiltrate again. But, like, just the fact that the scene with his, like, throat cut, it bothers me too much. Like, Ultron's why would he kill Strucker? He doesn't need to. Like, it's like the whole, like, that's how I think Ultron comes back. Strucker brings him back. Like, so, I don't know. I have many, many theories of what's going on.
Well,
so I'm so excited for the next.
One theory I'm gonna pitch out here to kind of transition us into Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. The last few episodes, rating-wise, didn't do so great. And I think possibly a reason for that is that people avoided watching them right away to avoid spoilers of Age of Ultron. Because we saw how Winter Soldier went and how involved Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. was with that. I think maybe we had some backlash there. And the last few episodes were heavily tied into to Age of Ultron, at least the second to the last. Thoughts on that?
I think that's, I agree with that idea. Like, it makes sense. People were pissy about, you know, Captain America comes out, and then that week on S.H.I.E.L.D., everything's in chaos. Well, why? Did you see Captain America? No? Well, then you have no fucking idea.
Yeah.
Let's Captain America and come back to us.
Yeah, one of the, that's one of the cool things Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. can do that most other TV shows can't. But I think that may be a sign of maybe it backfiring a little bit. With that said, it has been renewed for a third season, so that's awesome news. Along with Agent Carter.
But the sad news is Constantine didn't get renewed. But hopefully
they're
still shopping around.
Yeah, five times that got broke, right? Like it seems like every week they were breaking news that it wasn't getting renewed. And then, well, not quite yet. So,
yeah.
Well, you never know. Like, Netflix might be the answer there, you know?
Yeah. Or sci-fi. Yeah. I heard sci-fi might be interested in running a Hellblazer series.
Cool. Yeah. That would be cool.
It would fit perfectly on there, and they could get a bigger budget.
Yeah.
I mean, but yeah, Netflix might see how good Daredevil did and be like, you know what? Let's get them both, Marvel and DC. Fuck it.
Well, they got Gotham coming up, right? So, but speaking of Marvel, I've literally just finished the last two episodes. Spoiler: everyone dies, it seems. But it's really taken the turn and become the show that everyone expected from the start, I think.
Yep. And I am totally cool with it, like the way it happened.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess I'm just the only thing that bothered me was the first half of the first season was kind of boring, but it was also character building and world building. So it's like, okay, they had to deal with how Coulson came back. That had to happen. So I'm like, all right, I can dig it.
I was sad to see Gonzalez go.
Yes.
In a weird way, he's becoming one of my favorite characters, you know?
Mm-hmm. I was happy to see him not be villainy, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, he went to all that trouble to get her that awesome gift. Because deep down, he's a good guy. And I really dug that.
Yeah, they clarified it at the very end so that you had to feel for him passing, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that was what was beautiful about it. Like, the whole time you're like, well, Gonzalez is clearly the fucking turncoat. He's actually real Hydra. Fuck him. I'm not going to like him. And then at the end, it's like, no, man, he was a good dude. He just had his
just
way
doing
about
his
doing
thing,
stuff.
Man.
Yeah.
The Simmons, the Gemma Simmons thing, there was so much going on that was kind of weird to me. I don't know where they're going there. You know?
Damn you, Whedon.
Yeah.
Not even Jed Whedon can give us something nice. It's like, oh, here's something. Yeah. Nah, I'm just kidding. Fuck you. God damn it, Whedon.
They were so close.
I literally
said outside, out loud, just kiss the girl. You know? You know? You're right there. You're like, all right, this is finally going to come full circle. And, like, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So.
I think what's going to happen is she's going to pop back and, like, nothing's ever happened. And we'll have to figure, like, it'll slowly come back to what it was.
Yeah.
Like, she'll be, like, an anti-inhuman, I think. But,
yeah,
or
that,
they show her in the Kree world.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah,
like, I don't know, who knows? I'm excited to see it. I'm annoyed, but I'm also happy that, although, like, okay, I have weird feelings about Grant Ward as the big bad of the season, because like Ward best as a tweener.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, an in-between good guy, bad guy. Like, he's doing his own thing. But how hardcore of May was it to get him to kill Agent 33 on purpose? Like, holy shit. That's cold-blooded, May. That's cold fucking blooded. She knew he would kill her. Remember? Just like, no questions asked.
Yeah.
You're a cold bitch, May.
That's the cavalry, man.
Although, I'll be honest, I was not nearly as impressed with her backstory as I thought I would be. Like, I thought it would be like the whole thing of her kicking ass, and it's just like, she had to kill one crazy kid to kind of set up her not quite trust of the inhuman.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, whatever.
I'm also very excited. Now, the Bobby and Hunter spinoff series apparently has been shut down. But
which I'm fine with.
There was I want them part of that show. So. Mm-hmm. Especially after that finale, like, they have to be part of it. And Matt came back strong too. Which came full circle. So I was happy with that. But the possibility of a secret powered maybe Warriors type group being assembled in the next season. That's pretty exciting.
A Secret Warriors team. I hope nothing accidentally happens or gets blown up.
Yeah. Yes.
If anybody doesn't actually know how Civil War starts, sorry.
Yeah. Oops.
Whoops. But I'm really digging the ideas of it. I like the ginger. You know the chick who plays the ginger ninja? That's the person who's Bobby Stunt Double in the show.
Oh yeah.
I read somewhere. Yeah, I think that's super fun. They're like, do you want to be an Inhuman? What's my power? Yeah. You're a Kung Fu cloner. I can dig it.
Yeah. And the Lincoln character grew on me too. So I mean, I think that's a natural fit. For that group as well.
I feel like overall it was a good season finale with a lot of good, moments. I think my favorite moment, though, was Science Bitch, or Science Biatch, so they can't exactly say bitch. I think that was my favorite moment.
Yeah, Fitz is the man.
I think Fitz is my favorite character on that show. And, I like his slow progression of recovery. Season 2 started and he was like, okay, well, I'm fine. He's just now starting to get fine. The couple episodes before the finale, he's able to finish his sentences. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, and he's nice. Well, the best part was when he started finishing Hunter's sentences.
Yeah. You know? That is a blow team up. I didn't know.
You don't have to. Yeah. Yeah, that was awesome. I don't know how that came together so perfectly, but that's amazing. So, I think we've talked about this before. Hunter's basically become the Hawkeye that I need, you know?
Yes. Because
real life Hawkeye can be the guy that has the family stowed away in that, as long as I have Lance Hunter being the Hawkeye that I need.
Yeah. Well, I mean, in the comics, Hawkeye had a family, and then something very bad happened to them, because...
Yeah.
It's comics, and nobody can ever have anything nice for long.
No. You know? Speaking of that, we finally got our Dr. Hyde.
The beginning of
you
him.
Know.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And he's still out there, so, you know, that may have been a bad choice to just leave a guy that, you know, is some gorilla testosterone and adrenaline away from becoming that.
Yeah, well, I mean, they gave him the Tahiti treatment, so it always leaves him open. And I don't know, I really hope the next time he becomes Hyde, he gets bigger. You know what I mean? He keeps getting monstrous. So that would be cool.
And
but,
I guess
right now I'm glad he has a happy ending.
Yeah. That's another character that really grew.
Yeah.
So, and I guess the last thing to address was the Star Wars nod as Coulson lost an arm.
That leaves Ant-Man to lose an arm. So who,
somebody's
in Age of Ultron. Age of Ultron, Iron Man armor lost an arm. And I guess Claw is a big arm loser too. And I guess, you know, Iron Man can just rebuild that arm, but Claw lost.
Claw's kind of fucked. Claw will rebuild it as well, but that I think that'll be part of the whole deal.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't jump into that character, but that character I thought shined as well.
Claw?
So, yeah, I look forward to seeing him in Black Panther. So.
Me too.
Yeah.
I'm so excited. The mark on his neck, and he's like, you know, calling it a price. I'm like, oh, I can't wait to see what that price is.
Yeah.
And I just really, I'm really excited for Phase 3, but I just felt like Avengers 2 was just winks and nods at Phase 3. And it's like, motherfucker, I'm already in Phase 2. Of course I'm going to be in Phase 3. At this point, you don't need to sell... Well, I guess maybe a casual viewer they would need to sell, but still.
Yeah. And maybe that's what they're going for, but to me, that was the part that felt very crossroadsy to it, which I was okay with letting it all sink in. But in the moment, I was expecting something a little different. So, well, that's that 30 minutes that flies by. I guess next week we will tackle DC TV with some Flash. And we didn't even get into, what is it, Legends of Tomorrow? Is that what they're calling the spinoff?
I think so. Man, it's just like a 3-minute trailer, but it kicked ass.
Yeah.
Like,
so
basically,
I will.
Wentworth Miller is a perfect Captain Cold.
Nice.
Like,
I will. I'll catch up on Flash and I'll watch that trailer and we'll dive into that next week.
Oh yeah, sounds good.
All right, well, we are out for now. Look forward to seeing
Follow
you guys in
Twitter.
A week. Exactly. So, but no spoilers. No spoilers. So
no spoilers.
Until then.
At Biss and Evan Geek, right?
Yeah.
Or Biss Evan Geek.
Biss and
Whatever,
Evan.
You'll find
Geek,
it.
I think. Yeah. The squad wouldn't fit. So. All right.
Yeah.
Until then, excelsior.
All right. See you next week, kids. Bye.